Just saying it's nice to be back in the pool again might be an understatement for the Hastings Raiders boys swimming and diving team. Head coach Jerry Rupp of the Blue and Gold joined KDWA Sports on Tuesday as we get into the first week and a half of Raider practice.
It's been very exciting. The guys were so ready to get back. Not being able to get together, you know, for workouts and that sort of thing. You know, we did some Zoom meetings, more just to kind of get the guys face-to-face with each other on Zoom. You know, we did a couple of fun little trivia things. We did all things swimming one time. We did all things Minnesota one time. So it's kind of fun to see those guys do some trivia stuff. But, you know, really, they are very excited to get back in the water. So they were chomping at the bit to get there. And, of course, the first day was pulling the reins back a bit. You got to go through the necessary COVID precautions and the new protocols and things like that to get them to understand, okay, where we have to be for our locker rooms, when is the mask worn, when is the mask not worn, how we do things, and, you know, got to the logistics first and then get back in the water. And I tell you what, just to see the smiles on some of the guys' faces, just to get in there and be back where they belong, you know, so it was fun to see that. They're out of shape, and Trent Hansen mentioned that too in one of our coaches' Zoom meetings. He said, remember, coaches, these kids are out of shape. They haven't done diddly-doodles for quite some time, a lot of them, and you kind of have to work them in. Trent went to one of the basketball practices, and a lot of guys, you know, and gals had their hands on their knees. You know, they were huffing and puffing, and it's true to form with swimming too. We had a practice yesterday, and, you know, one of my little guys, he's a 10th grader now, I guess, not so little, but I gave him a hard set, and he says, I'm out of shape. I need a little bit more rest. So we kind of chuckled about that one and got back into it. But it's been fun just to get the kids in the water and get them going again.
Swimming is also one of those sports that isn't just fun, but it's also a complete body workout. And sometimes it takes a little bit to get into swim shape. Coach Rupp on the boys' progression through the first couple of weeks.
Like you said, there's varying degrees of what shape these kids are in, but some of them have not touched the pool since last February. So it's a long time, and even if they were in the water, most of them, the latest they probably swam was right up to Halloween, and then things all went to heck. And so, you know, it's been a while. And so what we've done the first week was we started out with shorter distance repetitions. So, for example, down and back, that's a 50-yard swim. And so we started doing a lot of 50s, you know, try to get them getting built up a little bit. And the next day we went to 75s. And then the next day we went to 100-yard swims. Kind of built our way up, a little bit more of a progression each day to give a little bit more yardage. You know, now we're getting up into the distance that we probably do during the season, which is 200-yard repetition. So that's 8 lengths of the pool, doing repeats like that on time intervals. So we're getting a little bit stronger. We're working on some kicking stuff because kicking is very important in swimming. Like, have strong legs, so, you know, we work on that. And a couple of new guys, Coach Katie is in the pool doing some swim lessons because some of them just haven't really had a competitive swimming experience. They may know freestyle, but that's about it. So she's working with them and getting their endurance up. And it's tough, you know, in the wintertime for boys season always, because we only have 10 days until you have your first meet, and it's not a lot of time to get ready. And so now we're doubly under the gun here because they've been out of shape and still only have 10 days to get ready. But we look forward to Simley this week. We do go against Simley 3 times this year, one of which counts in the conference standings, and 2 of them, other ones do not count in the conference standings, but it's just an opportunity to give the guys more meets to swim in. So this one coming up does not count on conference standings, so we're going to mix up the lineup and give the guys a chance to swim some things they don't necessarily swim, and the younger guys and the JV level guys, we'll put them in there to kind of get a feel for where they're at. You know, the first meet of the season for us usually is a conference relays where we mix some things up and get a feel for conditioning. Well, there's no conference relays this year because of COVID, so you jump right into the fire, and that's what we're going to have on Thursday, and we get to find out kind of where we're at and what we need to do to start getting better.
As is the case in many sports, and we'll use baseball as an example, that you can't just pick up a baseball and practice number one and throw it 98 miles an hour without your arm falling right off your body. Same goes with swimming and diving, as you're not going to have your best time or your best dive in practice number one. Coach Rupp preaches progression.
Yeah, you're right. I remember back in my days in high school when I came out of football, I hadn't been in the water for 3 months, and then you get in and those first 2 weeks of swimming training, you can't even lift your arms up. Shampooing your hair was a challenge, you know? So you really have a lot of getting in swimming shape, and that's kind of the term we always use. There's in shape and there's in swimming shape, and they are not the same thing. Boy, you can have somebody who's just amazing athlete, but they get in the water and it's just, wow, I need to get back in my swimming stance here and swimming shape. So, you know, we try to work on them slowly, like I said, with the shorter distances to try to build them up, get a little bit of endurance built up. They still walk out with shoulders that are very sore. You know, they can't lift their arms up. If they don't, then they didn't work hard enough. We kind of tease them about that. You know, we get through that progression the first couple of weeks, and it usually takes about 2 weeks for you to start feeling a little bit more comfortable in the water and not aching so bad. And that's one of the things that we tell our kids too when we have our parent meeting. We tell them, you need to know the difference between injury pain and hard work pain. And those, sometimes, you know, the line gets blurred there, what's an injury and what's a hard work pain. But that's some of the things that we go through that first week. It's just hard work pain. You're going to be sore. Those muscles are going to hurt. They're going to, you know, be a little stiff and whatnot. And we have to work through that and be diligent with the stretching we do every day before practice. One of our seniors, Joe Everson, leads the stretching routine that we have them go through, and to keep consistent with that, to keep loosened up. And of course, you know, we're telling them, you make sure you get good sleep, because with a schedule of being on computer and screen time or whatever, you don't necessarily always get the needed rest you should have. So it's just about progression, like you said, even like throwing a baseball, it's just progression.
Numbers of kids coming out for the Rainer boys swimming and diving team are right around where Coach Rupp expected.
Yeah, we had 20 boys come out for the team, which is a kind of a target I was shooting for. You know, with the COVID thing, we really weren't sure what we were going to get, but I kind of shot for 20, and that's exactly what we had. Three people this year that did not come back to the team that were on last year for various reasons. You know, you're always going to have a little bit of attrition there. Kids move on with their life and different things, and you take that in stride. But of those 20 that are returning, we've got a pretty decent little core there. As you mentioned, Ryan Lesser is a senior diver. He did qualify for state last year, so he comes back with that state qualifying experience and a little bit of leadership under his belt there. And he's got two little guys that he's working with right now, both eighth graders, Charlie Jensen and Nathan Barker. And so he's kind of mentoring those guys, because once he, you know, jumps off our ship come March here, those guys will be the new leaders. So we also have Joe Everson, like I mentioned. You know, he's a senior. He was part of the relay team that qualified for the state meet last year. Along with that, two other guys that were on that relay were Liam Shellhammer. He's a senior. He's our breaststroke specialist. And then we have a junior, Phil Jensen. He's a butterfly or backstroker. He can do pretty much anything.
For the complete interview with Coach Rupp, check us out Saturday at 9:05 on KDWA.